This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Kevin, college football is a crazy thing, isn't it?
It is.
College football. Oh, my God.
Are you making fun of my reaction to that?
I can't believe what just happened.
Okay, look, because we're on radio and you didn't see it. I told you guys I'm a loser and I have a problem because I'm obsessed with college basketball. A&M is losing 65-62. They just went for a three-pointer on the road against Arizona. The kid from A&M got fouled.
By Ayton.
And the three-pointer went in and out, so he would have had a chance for a four-point play to win the game. And I think that that would have been incredible.
Instead, he's probably going to get three free throws to tie the game.
Right.
But he'll December miss one. College basketball game. All right.
He's in college, so yeah, there's no way he goes better than 2 of 3.
Stars still down 5-2. Let's talk some college football bowl action, everybody.
Okay, so we got bowls coming up. And I know people are like, who cares? You're going to play in the Craptastic Bowl.
Are these loaded bowls?
Ooh.
Colby just sounded like he was a ghost right there instead of being impressed.
Ooh. I'm going to haunt your weed joke.
So, here's a list of what USA Today said are the best gifts for going to a bowl. Gift.
Oh, okay.
Did you know if you go to a bowl, the NCAA allows the bowl to give out gifts that are worth up to $550 per player? Plus, the schools can do the same thing for up to $400. Plus, the conferences can do the same for up to $400.
So that adds up.
It does.
All right.
So let's go to the Fiesta Bowl. I don't know. I was going to say Fiesta what? Combined with Tostitos, and I was going to say the Festitos Bowl, but it's not even the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl anymore, if you knew that. And if you did, your life has worse problems than mine does.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's now the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl.
Because PlayStation and Fiesta go hand in hand.
You're going to party.
Well, every single player that goes to that game, it's the PlayStation, the PS4 Pro Bundle,
ooh,
plus a Fossil Watch, plus an OGIO backpack. OGIO? OGIO.
They're really nice.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, that's the backpack I have.
Yep.
And yet you just sat there and looked at me.
I thought you were talking about like it was a Pokemon something.
No.
But yeah, I've had two OGIO backpacks. I like them.
Okay.
Stole one of them.
What?
From the store?
Did you put it in the other backpack you had?
Guy gave me a backpack and said, hey, I need this back whenever you're done with it. And I never saw him again.
Oh, well, you just haven't had an opportunity to return it.
Yeah.
I mean, it broke.
Oh.
And it faded and changed. Anyway, so they're getting a backpack and a PlayStation 4 bundle.
And a Fossil Watch.
It was that pink backpack that you carried around all the time.
That was, it was faded red.
That was pink.
Used to be red.
Pink.
Don't think we ever grow out of not wanting people to think we have pink things.
Weird.
Well, all right. Next, we get to the
Holy Parker.
If that's the decision you go with, though, it's 2017. What a terrible show we've had tonight. From the number 4, the Hawaii Bowl. You get an electronics gift suite, which is vague.
What's that?
Vague.
Like, I get this.
I have a little bit of insight into what that is.
Oh, did you go to the Hawaii Bowl?
No, but like anytime they say gift suite,
based
on what I've been told from friends who have played in large college programs, they set out a whole like just plethora of different electronics.
Okay.
And you're allowed to walk in there and take up to like a certain amount. So they'll have multiple tables. You can say, you can take one item from this table, one from this table, one from this table, up to that $500 limit or whatever.
All right.
They just basically put a bunch of valuable things out on tables and say, here, take what you want.
Okay, well, they can't go up to $500 in this one because they also get Oakley backpack, Oakley sunglasses, an Aloha shirt, a beach towel, Pro Athletic surf trunks, a performance t-shirt, and oh, by the way, you're in Hawaii.
See, if you complain about not getting paid, get to a bowl game, baby.
Yeah.
You get paid. You go sell that stuff when you get back. Now we keep it. You know.
Now we get to the Citrus Bowl, where you get a watch from the Timely Watch Company, plus a $400 Best Buy shopping trip.
So it's a gift card.
Sweet.
What's the Timely Watch Company?
It's just a company.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Something awesome.
Best Buy?
Yeah,
$400. $400. What's that going to get you? Like 20 CDs?
I think they do still sell CDs. I mean, that wouldn't be my goal. Where are the CDs?
The only reason I used to go into Best Buy was to get CDs.
All right. But, like, not recently, right?
No.
By the way, if you want an update
CDs anymore.
In the A&M game, the guy missed the first free throw, then he made the next one, and then on the last one that he needed to miss, he made that one. Arizona will win the game 67-64. Next, we go to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Oh, my God. I hope they give you all the Chick-fil-A.
Well,
$7,000 in Chick-fil-A coupons.
They don't. But you might like it anyway. You get the Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom Bluetooth speaker. You get a football. You get a fossil watch. And you get a $300 Visa gift card.
A football? You already probably have, like, all kinds of footballs that you can have access to. You're in a college football program. Don't give me a football. I've got footballs.
What all comes with that again?
The Bluetooth speaker, a football, a fossil watch, and a $300 Visa gift card.
What bowl is this again?
The Peach Bowl.
That's it?
Oh, are you disappointed?
I am disappointed.
All right.
I want to go to the Honolulu Bowl.
Well.
Or the Hawaiian Bowl.
Perhaps you want to go to the College Football National Championship, where you get, and this is the only thing, a, quote, iconic gift.
The F does that mean?
I don't know.
An iconic gift.
That's all it says.
So is it just like a statue of an iconic player or something?
You get a team photo on the field from before the game.
I don't know.
So it's like the mystery box. Like, what's in the box, right? Where you're just like, I don't know. It could be a boat in that box.
I don't know. Now,
right. So hold on, Kevin. This game's in Atlanta, right?
Right.
You think they give you like a piece of the old Atlanta Georgia Dome?
Oh, I think they give you a coupon for like unlimited $2 sodas.
or like maybe... Yeah, coupons to Chick-fil-A so you can go after the game inside the stadium.
Yeah, that's on a Saturday, right?
So it is.
Oh, so you can still.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're wondering about North Texas. They will be in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
Dude, you can just spend a week in New Orleans.
Ooh, that's true.
Like, how awesome is that?
But you also get a fossil watch and a trip to the
gift. Does Fossil sponsor the NCAA?
I feel like they do.
They've got the monopoly, except for that one place that just had the Timely Watch.
Yeah, the Timely Watch.
Now, plus you get a trip to the gift suite, now that Parker has illuminated us as to what that means.
Where is the gift suite?
It's next to the gift shop, except everything's free.
All right. It's got to be on Bourbon Street.
Oh. What about the Quick Lane Bowl? Check this one out. This is fascinating.
This is American Lane?
It's Duke against Northern Illinois, so okay. Check that up. You get an OGO backpack and tag. Whoa, they made sure to tell you get the tag for the backpack, too.
Of course you get the tag.
You get a mini helmet, a hoodie, workout shorts, a winter hat.
A mini helmet of what?
I don't know.
Of your own helmet?
Well, hold on. You get a vintage football. You get a $175 Best Buy gift card, and Bluetooth headphones, and a life-size fat head of you.
What?
Okay.
That is actually cool.
That is awesome.
Would you be in on that?
Yeah, I would be in on that. A life-size fat head of me.
Are you putting that up in your own place?
Hell
or
yeah,
are you
I
putting
am.
That up at your parents' house?
Mm-mm. Putting it up on my ceiling. Every morning I wake up, I just see me in a football uniform.
I don't want to see me.
Hold on. I'm putting that up at the student center of the school that I go to.
Boom, here's my fat
find
head.
A clear wall.
What's a vintage football, though?
It's like, I think one of my uncles had an old football. They just took a football from their uncle's house.
Half inflated.
All right.
If you're just now joining us from the Stars game, Stars lose 5-2, but we're having fun right now.
I mean, it was 5-0, so we may come back.
And if you are joining us from the Stars game, you probably knew that.
Now, that's true if you're like, what? We lose? Now let's go to the Foster Farms Bowl, where they got some things, but I also feel like they cheaped out at the very end. All right, so you start, you get. Can you guess, Corey? You should be able to guess.
A fossil watch.
A fossil watch. And then bass noise canceling headphones, a Timbuktu backpack, a coin, and a $25 iTunes card.
How much is that coin worth?
Yeah, because like the other place is $300, $400, $175.
It's priceless.
Here you get a $25 iTunes gift card.
That's
I feel like they're not doing the best that they can.
That's like it's like two CDs worth of stuff.
Although, is it better or worse? By the way, the Franklin American Bowl, you get a fossil watch. The Belk Bowl, which Texas A&M is in, you get a fossil watch.
Oh, my God.
As well as a shopping trip to the Belk department store.
Isn't that where Jeremy Sprinkle got screwed over last year, the Arkansas tight end, because he went to the Belk store with his gift card and then decided he wanted more than what they gave him on the gift card, so he stole from Belk at the Belk Bowl?
You also get fossil watches at the Holiday Bowl and a whole bunch of other bowls, but I want to throw one more out there. I think this is the worst one. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl, where you get, quote, a variety of New Era products.
So, like, hats and stuff?
Yeah!
That's cool.
I mean, if it's unlimited hats.
Well, you gotta stand by the budget. But is that what you want? $550 of hats? You have enough hats if you play for the football team?
You probably do, but it's better than them giving you a football.
What about a vintage football?
Or a coin that's worth enough.
I didn't get any more information about.
That's got to be like the best coin or whatever. That's got to be a $200 coin, right? That's because all that stuff didn't add up to.
It's a Bitcoin.
Is it?
Oh, if it was a Bitcoin, I'd be in on that.
By the way, coming up in News and Notes, what happens when you lose all your Bitcoins?
Oh, probably nothing because it's not very regulated. Then we go to the Birmingham Bowl, where they put out the t-shirt designs where they proudly said we'll be having South Florida University. The only problem is they don't go by that. It's the University of South Florida.
Oh, man.
And the South Florida people are really upset.
Really?
All four of them?
Really. Okay.
Who's their coach?
That's Chuck Strong.
Oh,
right?
There you go. He's been there for a whole year now. Y'all made it.
Hey, and unlike his old team, they had a winning record. So, that's nice. And then something to keep an eye out on. It's not as happy, but I feel like we need to bring it up because this could play a factor in a couple of weeks. Oklahoma's leading rusher, Rodney Anderson, has been accused of rape, and a protective order has been filed against him. He had 960 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns this year. So, and I certainly understand innocent until proven guilty. I just think it will be really difficult for Oklahoma to roll out a running back currently under a rape investigation.
Yeah, they may do it, but you know what? They have two other good ones, so they can still roll those guys.
Do you think they'll be okay?
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay no matter what. But this is a very serious situation they're going to have to deal with. And you know, I thought about this, Kevin. Wasn't it the perfect timing for Bob Stoops to leave after the Mixon situation?
Oh, absolutely.
Because all the questions about that quelled things. Lincoln Riley did not need this to happen in his first year.
No, I definitely agree with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.